This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Starting out Trader's Corner this week with our friend Abby Gilbert. Very, very, very good technician. I think I put too many varies in there, but that's okay. We're not going to edit this. Having said that, Abby, I'm very curious right now about the precious metal sector and what your numbers are telling you. And one of the reasons I'm curious is we have a private fund that five of us are involved in, myself and Doc and Rick Ackerman and Marshall Barrow, obviously, and Corey. And we are pretty heavily invested right now in our fund in the resource sector because we feel we know that sector probably better than any other, and that's what we're known for lack of better terms. But having said that, that sector is obviously dependent on the price of gold. Give us what your numbers are telling you, what your technicals are telling you for the precious metal sector for, let's say, the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, the chart that's probably the most clear to me at the moment is the GDX, the miners index. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for a drop this week towards our target box for a pullback. And we have literally, it came within 18 cents of the top of our target box. We mm-hmm. missed the top of the target box by 18 cents.
Okay.
Is this enough of a pullback for the entire complex? I can be honest and say I'm unsure. I would prefer a little lower over the next week or so, but I am unsure as to whether or not this is enough of a pullback. Many people look at this pullback and say, you know, this is only a two-day pullback. It's only a two-day correction. It can't be. But I got to tell you, the correction has been going on since the beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this correction began. Even though it's been a very high-level correction, it's still been a correction going on for almost 3 weeks. Potentially, that could be enough. So I'm saying this, and this is what I said to all my members. If you see the market take out this week's high, over 2590 on the GDX, this thing has the potential to go parabolic straight to 35 and higher by mid to the end of June.
Well, you know, that's kind of what we're hoping is going to happen. Having said that, I went out on a limb a bit. Not really went out on a limb, but I voiced an opinion that I have pretty strongly in a daily editorial that we did early this week, and that was I believe that a fundamental facet of investing, economics, finance, what have you, is that the market is a great indicator. The market is a leading indicator of where the economy is going to go. Now, having said that, the Fed minutes came out last Wednesday, and the market took that, for lack of better terms, with a grain of salt. Actually, the market did take it somewhat negatively eventually. Having said that, do you think Mr. Market is right in this case, that the Fed action really doesn't mean squat?
I've been saying the Fed action means squat for years. I do not believe the Fed controls the market. I believe people, it's a misnomer. I think people are going to, not right now, but I think in probably in about 5 to 7 years, people are going to feel a lot of pain in trusting the Fed. For now, I'm still waiting for the market to set us up for the rally to 2,500 and higher that I'm seeing coming up. You know, we've been tracking this. We said 3 weeks ago, get out of the market, go to the sidelines, hedge your long-term portfolios until we get, you know, the setup to go to 2,500 and higher. And we're just still sitting here. You know, there's been a lot of whipsaw. We've been expecting this whipsaw, and I think it's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the whipsaw is going to continue. There's an outside chance we may still drop as low as 1,700. It's not my primary expectation right now. But one way or another, over the next months, the market is going to be setting us up to take us to 2,500 or higher into 2017.
Now, I want to mention one thing for those of you perhaps who are new listeners to our show, and I want to welcome our new listeners in Mississippi and our new listeners in Salt Lake. Having said that, I think something right now that is a very strong consideration when you're looking at the conventional markets is the fact that the Democrats really want to retain the administrative branch. There's no question about that. And if the market falls out of bed, if the conventional market falls out of bed between now and November, it's going to be a lot harder for them to retain that particular branch of government. So I'm saying that I think the powers that be, which a lot of people think control the market, the Federal Reserve Bank, the government, etc., I think they're going to be doing their darndest to keep these numbers looking really good in the conventional markets. You think? I'm not sure. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, who was it that said it's all about the economy, stupid? Remember that? I forgot who that was.
I believe that was your friend Bill Clinton.
Well, well, oddly enough, I remember a number of years ago, Bob Prechter did a market sentiment study where he looked at years where an incumbent was up for re-election, and they looked at what the stock market did in the year up to his election. If the stock market was down, I believe it was 100% of the time the incumbent lost. If the stock market was up, they were reelected. However, when he did the same study for whether a party stays in power, it was inconclusive. So, as it stands right now, I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. From the studies I've seen, I believe it's inconclusive as to whether or not, you know, what the market does over the next year will really matter as much. But that's my own perspective.
I personally think it's only going to matter what it does over the next few months, because obviously Mrs. Clinton, who is kind of thought to be the natural nominee for the Democrats, is going to be running to an extent on the reputation of President Obama. And if the general consensus in the country is that Donald Trump is correct, let's make America great again, that obviously includes a lot of issues, but it also definitely includes the issue of economics and investing. So it's interesting. I would maintain that right now it almost will be an election between Obama's proxy, for lack of better terms, and probably Trump, for lack of better terms. I did hear an interesting comment yesterday regarding the election that I just want to pass on to our listeners, and that is a number of people are starting to feel that if Obama allows an indictment to proceed with Mrs. Clinton, which I think he should, if that is the case, probably the nominee from the Democratic Party will be, are you ready for this, Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Interesting comment. I know you're not a political guy, so I want to get back to your numbers. What particular market segments are looking good to you and your colleagues right now?
The mining stocks.
Okay.
For me, I mean, that I think is the play for the next number of years. You know, while I see, you know, a number of interesting setups that potentially can trigger over the coming years. For example, we did a study this past year about IPOs and how to invest in IPOs smartly. Mm-hmm. And there's one IPO, it's not an IPO now, but it was a recent IPO that we're tracking to get into, and that's Twitter. Mm-hmm. We see some huge upside in Twitter, but there's still a little more downside, and oddly enough, it can even get below 10. But I have a target between $8 and $10 on Twitter. And if it hits that target, I think it'd be a nice opportunity to get in with, you know, maybe give yourself about a 10 to 15% stop below that. And I think that could be a very, very good long-term opportunity. But there are a number of opportunities like that are setting up now that potentially can run for a number of years, which is one of the things that are telling me market's not done with the bull market.
Well, I think you're probably right in the sense that the market, a portion of the market, isn't necessarily done with the bull market. And what I would add here real quickly, because we're running out of time on this segment, is that I am looking for a new paradigm in investing. I think it exists right now. You mentioned Twitter on the one hand. Okay, I would bring in a couple of other companies. One of them certainly would be Airbnb, and another one would certainly be Amazon and the rest of them. I mean, these are brilliant people who have, in my opinion, totally brought a new paradigm into the business world and consequently a brand new, potentially very profitable paradigm into the financing world. Always a pleasure, Abby.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, Traders Corner. We are speaking with Jeff Kern right now. Jeff has what we think is a really interesting service. It's called Ski Gold Stocks. I'm particularly interested in this particular interview, Jeff, because Corey and I, along with some of our colleagues, Rick Ackerman, Marshall Barrell, and Doc, certainly have a private fund that we have started. We're investing almost exclusively in that fund in resource stocks, and we're doing okay right now. Most of our investments right now are pretty much within the realm of larger companies, which I'm pretty comfortable with right now, and our comfort level certainly hasn't gone down any. How do you feel about the gold sector vis-a-vis the securities?
Well, I got the rare true ski bull market buy signal on January 25th. So that was three trading days off the low. It was referred to as a unique and extraordinary buy signal, a little different from every other bull market in history, that projected pretty much of a straight line rise and then a collapse. So we've gotten the rise, and the next step is collapsing. Not probably back down to the lows, and people will call it a correction, but as I've said in other places, other interviews, it should be quite horrendous or difficult for people to bear. And probably by the time it's over, people will be back to saying it's a bear market.
Jeff, I find that to be an interesting comment, because I know most people that have followed the gold stocks on the way up have seen this almost straight line up that they've gone through. And a number of technical traders, and I think people that aren't always in the bullish camp for gold, understand that there does need to be some sort of a pullback. How quickly do you think this pullback will come? Will it be more of a grinding back down type of correction? Or when you say the term crash, that to me means much quicker and sharper.
It went straight up. It had one correction into a second buy signal that, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but the facts are the facts. The correction went down to a buy signal, but the correction only went down to the 16 to 20 index, which is the shortest term index. And during every bull market in history, when the correction only goes down to the 16 to 20, you get the big rise again. That corrective low was on April 4th was marked. But when the correction only goes down to the 16 to 20 index, falling below the prices from about a month ago, and not down to the 35 to 39 index, the ensuing, I call it melt-up, is the terminal phase, and we then go all the way back down to the 92 to 96 index over multiple months. So you could, at a minimum, like 2 months, and lose half the gain or 60% of the gain or 70% of the gain, and then it'll probably still have to base around for a few months after that.
So right now I'm assuming that we are in a period where we're basing around. Is that correct?
No, we're in a period where I am just about to sell.
Now, Jeff, I guess in the whole scheme of things, though, this pullback is natural and still means that we are in a bull market, correct?
Well, ski, I expect, will go off the bull market. When we go down and sell the 92 to 96 index, which is the one that bought, the order of the indices to me is critical. In January 24th, the 92 to 96 index bought one day, the 35 to 39 the next day, and then the 16 to 20 sold. That ordering is essential. It's the only way you can get a bull market, and it takes months to develop. And the projection was straight up pretty much and then straight down. So we'll go down to the 92 to 96 sell signal. That'll technically kill that bull market, and then we have to base again to set up the next one. And the reason I think we'll get another one is because my long-term indices gave the perfect ordering also and gave buy signals a month or two later. That's why if you want me to make a longer-term prediction, which it becomes more difficult, I'm going to still be bullish.
Jeff, now when you talk about the universe of gold stocks, we've asked you this question before, but we do have a number of new stations who have joined us over the last couple of months. Talk about the universe of gold stocks that you are primarily involved with.
Yes, I use as my dependent measure the mutual fund UserX, U-S-E-R-X, which was the first mutual fund, gold mutual fund established in the United States or in the world. To me, it's a measure for the universe, small, large, all together, but it's not going to be correct necessarily for any one individual stock. Especially if it's just one individual small stock, those things can move based on earnings and acquisitions and buyouts. So I'm using something kind of, again, a broad basket. People do GDX as an ETF. GDXJ is perfectly fine. That'll be highly correlated with UserX. Gold is okay. Silver, not so much. It's an animal of its own.
Jeff, if you dig down a little bit deeper into some of the gold stocks, do you have an opinion on if some of the larger caps will do better than maybe the broad spectrum of smaller caps when we do get this pullback? Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't, again, break it down in that way, but generally, I mean, the rule is always that the small ones go up more and during bull phases, and then they go down more during bear phases. That's pretty much always been the case. So they're simply more volatile. And GDX is narrow, actually only has, I think, 10 or 20 stocks in it. The UE is also much narrower than UserX, and so all of those things are more volatile.
Jeff, your background is you were a professor on the university level, statistics, if I'm not mistaken, and it strikes me that that would make you a person who would be pretty well qualified to talk about something like this in a very unpassionate manner. Is that correct?
Yes.
Jeff, have you seen this type of formation, this type of run that we've seen in the gold stocks just in the first, let's say, 4.5 months of this year, any time in the past that you're comparing it to?
The closest parallel would have been my bull market buy in, I think it was December 2nd, 2001, that lasted until early May, or was it mid-May of 2002. But there, UserX went up, 250%. And that one was actually even more powerful than this one is.
Jeff, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Folks, stick around.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We hope everybody enjoyed Trader's Corner. Now we're switching focus a little bit, bringing on a regular guest of the program, Mr. Valentin Schmidt, the business editor of the Epoch Times. Valentin, we usually talk to you about what's going on in China, but today you stated that you wanted to talk about something that's slightly different, something that was in the news about a month ago, and that's the Panama Papers, more broadly, tax havens around the world. Can you get into some of the people that you've been talking to and what you've been finding out about this general topic that now people seem to be paying much more attention to?
Yeah, Corey, thanks for having me. So basically, yeah, usually I spend my time, you know, watching the Chinese currency and the capital flows, etc. But this whole Panama Papers thing prompted a few questions, which I thought weren't really answered in the media. So I started to do some digging myself. That's one of the benefits of my job. I can talk to people who know more than I do and then learn and then transmit that knowledge. So basically, my impression from the Panama Papers was that, you know, tax evasion is big, everybody's doing it, in many cases it's legal, and you can get away with it. But this is basically all is not true, especially not in 2016. Maybe 20 years ago it was, but and a lot of these shell companies are from 20, 30, 40 years ago when it was much easier to get away with it. But But let's just start with it very clearly that as an American citizen, especially, like, there is no way you can get around any kind of tax, whether it be from investment or income, even if you have 10 shell companies, at least legally. So there's just no way. It doesn't work. And that's mainly because in the last couple of years, we have the FACTA, where the foreign banks have to comply with, have to send info on American citizens to the IRS, and guess what? All of the tax havens have signed on to that. Question is, are they 100% compliant? Probably not, but, you know, your chances of getting found out are very high. Getting found out, if you don't declare on your tax return where you have a checkbox saying, do you have any accounts offshore, even in non-tax havens that are worth more than $10,000, so you have to tick that box. And if you do, of course, you have to declare everything. If you don't, then you may be found out with FACTA. But that's right off the bat. Like, no way you can do it legally, and the chances of you getting found out is very high because all the tax havens sign on to FACTA, and they the OECD also has cooperation. And all of the taxes in Liechtenstein and Switzerland, they are cooperating. So there's almost nobody who's not cooperating. Funny thing is, Panama was not cooperating with all these initiatives until the Panama Papers, but that shows you that with all the leaks, the tax haven doesn't even have to be part of these initiatives, and you still might get found out, you know? So that's right off the bat. Second, what about illegally? So 20, 30 years ago, you could still, you know, relatively safely bring money abroad. Either you wire it to a friend or you make it offshore ready and then you transfer it to a Cayman or whatever. And so you have the money sitting there in an account and you just don't declare it. And, you know, up until now, nobody would find out about it. So what do you do? You cannot bring that money back to the United States. Ever, it's impossible. Otherwise, IRS would find out about it straight away. So what many people have been doing, and because of FACTA, you've been seeing that, is they renounce the citizenship, and then they either move to that jurisdiction, so to Cayman, or they move to a jurisdiction where income outside of the country is not taxed, like Singapore or the UK, and then they can withdraw that income tax-free, but you have to give up your passport in order to do that. And again, that's basically only now the time is running out. That's why you see the renunciation going up because of the factor of the cooperation. So that's basically how people have been doing it. Stash the money offshore, invest it through a shell company, and then the end game was always going to be you have to move out of the United States or give up your citizenship. So, you know, okay, you avoid some tax, but it's really not an ideal situation. And then the other interesting question I had was, why does the U.S. not want to cooperate? So the U.S. forces people to sign on to FACTA, and by the way it did it was like basically by telling foreign banks very clearly, if you don't cooperate, we're going to make your life miserable here in the United States if you want to do business here. So one Swiss private bank went bankrupt recently because of they didn't, you know, play ball. That was a couple of years ago, and since then Switzerland has basically capitulated. So why doesn't the U.S. want to cooperate? So the U.S., for example, hasn't signed on to the OECD initiative, and the reason is because they have established so many tax havens themselves, like Nevada, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Delaware, all have no tax, state tax, nothing. They have crazy secrecy laws. And here's the deal about that. Obviously, that doesn't apply if you're a U.S. citizen. If you're a U.S. citizen, then even if you have your money in Nevada, IRS, FBI, CIA will still know about it. And you have to pay your federal tax, and you have to pay your state tax if you don't live there. But if you're a foreigner, if you're a corrupt Brazilian oligarch, and you want to hide your money offshore, then you can go to those places from a U.S. tax perspective. Because you live abroad, you're not taxable in the United States, neither on a state or federal level. You've got the shell companies and the banking secrecy, and the United States doesn't cooperate with international governments. So if I'm a Brazilian, I'm going to stash my money in the United States. So those were some of the interesting things that I found out.
Valentin, the fact of the matter is people are always going to be trying to avoid paying tax, no matter where they live, and especially in the U.S., I think. But by the U.S., I think, even making more of a push to get their citizens to declare whatever accounts they have, I guess they're trying to make it more attractive for individuals to at least keep everything on shore. But this whole Panama paper thing that shed light on to everybody having offshore accounts, it didn't seem like it surprised a whole lot of people. A lot of the people that I talked to just said, yeah, well, you know, you kind of expect a lot of these wealthy people and even politicians around the world to have these tax havens. So do you think that will ever change?
Well, yeah, no, honestly, I do, because of the recent changes in regulation. Again, you have to understand that many of these accounts are years or even decades old when the regulation wasn't as strict. And recently, all of the tax havens, or almost all of them, have signed on to FACTA or other data exchange initiatives, so there is no secrecy anymore. So they will, you know, sniff you out. They will find you out. And then the only choice you have is to actually move to a country like Singapore or Hong Kong or the Cayman Islands, where you don't pay tax, but you actually have to live there. And you cannot be a citizen, because as a U.S. citizen, you're going to be taxed no matter if you live outside the country or not.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, I think that issue is very, very clear. I don't think there's any, at least in my mind, there's no interpretation. It's a very clear issue, and let me tell you what I mean by that. I played a lot of golf, as our listeners are aware, you know, and my wife and I have belonged to a couple of pretty nice country clubs, and we still do. We belong to one up here in the Northwest, and I have to say that the analogy that I use is, if I want to play golf as a private member at Semiahmoo, where we live, I have to pay the dues. And there are certain rules and regulations that I have to live by. I can't wear jeans on the golf course. I can't wear cutoffs on the golf course. Well, my opinion about tax havens basically is this. If you want to live in the United States, and nobody's forcing you to live in the U.S., if you want to live in the U.S., pay the damn taxes. That's your choice. That's the law that you signed on to when you said, I want to live in what I think is the greatest country in the world. If you don't think it's the greatest country in the world, and I think a lot of people kind of feel that's right now an interesting question, I would have to say, forget about the taxes and move. You know, but in terms of trying to pay less taxes than you really need to pay, I am very, very anti that particular movement. And it'll be interesting to see who gets caught in this Panama situation. Valentin, always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are chatting with Jeff Dice. You know, we can't let a weekend go by without having a bit of a political editorial. We're going to talk a little bit right now about Mrs. Clinton. I am an ardent dis-supporter of Hillary Clinton because I think there's enough evidence out there that I don't believe she's an honest woman. Having said that, Jeff, what's your opinion? And can you back up any of the allegations that are out there right now?
I trust Judge Andrew Napolitano on this, and from his perspective, there is sufficient factual evidence to indict or to charge Hillary Clinton on certain federal criminal charges based on her handling or mishandling of her emails when she was head of the State Department. Now, that's a factual question. Whether or not she will be indicted or thoroughly investigated or charged, at this point, we have to better understand as a political question, right? For Hillary to be indicted between now and the November election would require an act by Obama of approval because, you know, anyone in the Justice Department is not going to proceed on such a delicate matter without the say-so, the thumbs-up of their ultimate boss, who is Barack Obama. For Obama to do that between now and November would have to mean that he's made a political decision that he wants to torpedo the Clintons. This is not inconceivable. Jim Rickards, who I'm sure some of your listeners follow,
sure,
has opined that we will see Hillary indicted and we will see a Joe Biden-Elizabeth Warren ticket emerge before the convention to beat Trump. So that's an interesting theory. But look, the Obamas have to decide for themselves. Do they really want to spend? They're very young. They're only in their 50s. That's very young for a former first couple. Do they really want to spend the next 8 years having the Clintons once again as the standard bearers of the Democratic Party? Or would they rather, and we know that Michelle wants to run for office, would they rather have them be the standard bearers for the Democratic Party, which seems much more likely under perhaps a one-term Biden presidency, they want to be the stars. And I don't think they have a good relationship with the Clintons. This is well documented that there's still some bad blood between the Obamas and Bill because of some of the things Bill said during the primary in 2008. So this is a political question much more than it is a legal question. You've heard the old saying, you can indict a ham sandwich. There's certainly enough evidence, if you believe Andrew Napolitano, and I certainly do, that she could be indicted now based on what's been unearthed. So it's a political question. It's a fine line for the Obama administration, because if they don't indict her and she wins, the Clintons become the face of the Democratic Party. If they do indict her, which would almost certainly cause her a grievous injury in the November election, if it wouldn't just put her out of the running altogether, then they're seen by millions of Democrats as manipulative or as trying to actively hurt Hillary. And Hillary still has plenty of fans and supporters in the Democratic Party. So it's a tough decision for the Obamas. I tend to think that she won't be indicted and that she will be the nominee. But Jim Rickards thinks otherwise.
Jeff, I was reading an article recently, too, that was talking about how with Bernie Sanders continuing to keep up his campaign, this is further hurting not only Hillary, but also the Democratic Party. Where do you stand on this?
Well, it probably is to both. And I think a lot of your rank-and-file Democrats, even those who are more Bernieite than Hillaryite, are getting a little tired of it. They want to have this nomination wrapped up, because the more months you have with an obvious nominee, the more time you have to go after what appears to be Trump as the Republican nominee. So they'd like to be spending their time doing opposition research and trashing Donald Trump, not having to fend off Bernie. And the whole thing just looks really bad, because Bernie continues to win primaries in terms of getting the most number of votes for the most delegates. But the Democrats created this superdelegate system precisely to thwart the will of their own party. This came out of the Eugene McGovern debacle, and in 1972, when McGovern got lambasted by Richard Nixon, they said, "Look, we can't have the grassroots nominating these way left of center candidates who really reflect what most Democrats believe, but they aren't quite as palatable to the public, the general public, in a general election." So in order to prevent that, we're going to create superdelegates who are free to vote their conscience and whoever they choose at the convention itself. And these superdelegates are generally going to be the more sober, rational adults in the room who are going to choose a nominee based on electability and not just partisan passion. So we don't end up with any more Gene McGoverns losing every state in the nation in 1972. So that's the idea behind superdelegates. It is interesting because the same party that calls itself Democratic is undemocratic, anti-democratic in its nominating process. So, Bernie continues to be a thorn in the side, and to the extent his existence sheds light and brings PR scrutiny to the superdelegate process, it's a bad thing for Democrats.
It really is. You know, I made a comment, I guess it was probably last year, and my comment was 2015 and then 2016 is truly going to show how powerful the Clinton family really is. And I'm seeing that in spades right now. Now, the reason I feel so strongly about this is I have really looked for ways to support Mrs. Clinton, and I can't find anything. Every time, and I've done a lot of research on this, there are too many what I would call derogatory actions that have occurred within that family that really make me believe that I simply do not want, I'm very fearful of another Clinton presidency, you know, and I can go on and on about that, Jeff, but will Obama actually stonewall Mrs. Clinton? And I would go so far as to say, if it was an Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden ticket, they would run away from Donald Trump, in my opinion. And I would love to see a Biden-Warren ticket, and I think it would be better, quite frankly, for the Democratic Party.
Well, we're going to see if they'll if they're willing to stonewall the Clintons. I suspect not, but I think you're absolutely right. I think Biden would be more popular. I think he could also run on a promise to serve one term, which would be pretty scary if we had this phony Indian Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren running behind him, because the idea of her as president is certainly as scary as Bernie, because she's a more earnest version of Bernie Sanders. So it's very interesting. I would love to see the Obamas stick a shiv into the Clintons. And that's all any of this is. None of this is about ideology. This is all about personal power and control. That's what party politics is, and that's what it'll always be about. So with all of this stuff, I think you have to look at when the candidates or the parties talk about what they're doing, you always have to look at the stated reasons and then look at the real reasons, because the two are never the same thing.
Jeff, what do you think about the aspect that if Hillary just continues down this road, doesn't get indicted, that Trump is just going to go after her for this potential future indictment, and that's just going to be another thorn in her side?
Well, he's certainly not the opponent they were planning for a year ago. And Democrats don't know what to do when someone really fights back, because the Republicans have been such a milquetoast party for so long now. I mean, Mitt Romney, you know, talk about a lightweight candidate, despite being pretty accomplished in his personal life. And John McCain, I mean, Bob Dole. Look at the candidates they run. I mean, these are spineless people. So I think if nothing else, the Democrats have had a soft go for so long with these jellyfish candidates. So just that means that Trump has them scrambling. I'm not so sure I believe them when they say, oh, we're pleased to be running against Trump because he's such a wild candidate. I think that they're actually lying about that.
It really all depends, in my opinion, on Trump's advisors in this case. And it all depends on how he positions himself in terms of the debates, et cetera, because as was brought out in an editorial that I read on Wednesday, I believe it was, the Republicans are really welcoming this because they're saying, you know, we're looking at this as being a very, very dirty campaign. And the one thing about negative campaigns that they brought out, that the writer, I should say, brought out, was that in a negative campaign, more often than not, the truth simply comes out. All I can say is, let's hope that President Obama, in this case, does the right thing.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells, because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.